questions defining the words should make a more seamless connection that allow more human creators to get it. Yes, we are not pushing a new campaign, political or otherwise, to unguff the guff and have enough of the guff, and I've had too much guff, and we have to have the guff list. We'll have a guffanon so you go to a 12-step meeting to get over the guff, and you have to push against those things. So, no, we're not saying that at all. We're just saying that there's nothing wrong with a pacifier, okay? Nothing wrong with it, but you can keep your cat pacifier all the days of your life. But it's okay if you don't have to be actively sucking on it all the days of your life. So it becomes just a place that you're embracing.
So the guff,
the separation thereof.
I don't know if you already said this, but why is this opportunity for having less need of the guff or wanting of the guff happening now?
Well, you don't have to transition and drop your physical meat sack right here and right now, so you don't have to go.
But that always was the case, but I, on guess, point out that something's different, but the opportunity is more
now
here.
You're acknowledging, number one, that there is a veil. Now, see, he is not questioning that there is or isn't. He's saying, why do we have to get rid of it? So now you're acknowledging that there's a non-physical. Hip, hip, hooray. What's left of the heavens are rejoicing as they're packing, ready to move into their new home, which is your world.
Okay, so just to continue with his point, he says, is this some rebellious no guff or enough with the guff movement that we've caused here in teenage heaven right here on earth? So he's implying that it's already heaven right here on earth.
Yes, it is.
Or are these issues precipitating from this realm that Ion personifies? So are you initiating this situation?
Never.
And you pointed out that our technologies in the hospitals are putting this in people's face anyway, since people can be kept alive for a long time.
All we said is it's very difficult to pass away and expire in intensive care.
Okay. How can the guff be crowded if there's no time?
Time has nothing to do with volume.
Okay. Is space still an
issue? No. Don't quit there. You just got to the good part. Let's ask it a different way. How do you start with a finite number of souls? And start with Adam, if that's where you want to start. We know different, but let's just use your words to keep it, to keep the Antichrist back as long as we can. Let's just use your understanding. How do you start from one and end up now, what is it, 6.5, 7.5 billion? Somebody had to divide some souls to make enough for everybody, didn't they?
Yes, because we all came from one soul.
Well, no, you all came. You all are one non-physical.
One atom, one anything, one something.
Okay, good. And even you can use the molecular version of that if you want to. We don't care.
And then with modern imagization that filmmakers can use, you could spiral out 6 billion fragments from that.
Apparently. And so the containment field must be pretty significant in this guff reality, because it seems like more and more and more of you are hanging around. Otherwise, how do your voluminous numbers keep sustaining themselves?
Well, what you just said the last minute, how does that answer the question, how can the guff be crowded if there's no time?
Well, time has nothing to do with it. Time has nothing to do with it. But we're saying if the guff weren't getting bumping into each other, how would you go from 1 to 7 billion
in
recordable history?
How did we?
You create more human creators so more souls can come out of the gulf.
Okay, so
it's increasing. All expanding exponentially.
If Adam just created one or two, then those two can be counted on to create a few more, and that's how it happened.
Oh.
Okay, correct me.
No, it's not like that. It increases. It increases.
Well, what causes the increasing? What causes the increasing?
The fullness of the gulf.
What made it so full?
Those that were croaking as it kept increasing, as those were croaking with unrealized creations, those all got their baggage got shipped with them. They speak when the hearse is going up to the cemetery to bury your meat sack in the ground, that rarely do they see a U-Haul following behind the hearse to bury your belongings with you, your creations. But when you go, all the unrealized, every thought you've ever thunk still is. Every thought, good, bad, or ugly, every thought you've ever thunk is. Period. Well, as any unrealized, manifested creation that has not been realized in your reality is attached to you, your thoughts, your world, your reality, it transfers with you into the gulf. Well, there are many human creators who haven't even begun to touch the things that they have thoughts regarding that are impossible dreams that are. So, therefore, it tags right along with them. And therefore, it expands. So then you make more room for more and more room for more. Make room for daddy. We make room for one more. And the next thing you know, your numbers go up over the top. We should be asking you, the human creators, exactly how you sustain 7 billion people on your planet when there are vast areas of your world that no man's ever set foot on.
Okay, going back to the unrealized impossible dreams tag along,
yes. You
implied there that was filling up the guff.
Yes, it increases it. We don't like filling up, we like expanding. Good.
So you've got the, is that partly why the guff is overflowing, because of the unrealized dreams and thoughts?
Yes.
It's not just the number of souls.
Correct.
Okay, so there's those two aspects.
See, the number of souls, that's indicative of time. There's only one non-physical, but it's many, 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 many parts. It's kind of like saying the ocean is only one body of water, but that one body of water is vast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an easier way so it doesn't confuse.
Okay, so to continue with Dave's questions, is space still an issue? Does thought and experience occupy space? Does infinity still feel restrictive?
No, infinity does not feel restrictive, ever. And space it's not a false premise, but it's so close. When you start adding the time aspect of space, then you've fallen off the wagon. But if you're going to use space as a field between two bonds of a molecular status or stasis, okay, wonderful. Because then you can bring in the molecular weight and you can bring in the atomic number to calculate the variables of compounding, say in a chemical helix or double helix of an equation, of a bond. Compounding, it would be an example. But if you're using it that way, wonderful. But how it's spaced, one is a simple, easy project, and then when they space those same molecules different, it takes on radioactivity. So space would be the proximity, just like we're speaking about the human creators, of coming together as one rather than being one far, far, far apart. Makes it a different. There's not much difference between argon and oxygen when you start playing with it in this high-minded thought process.
Okay, so Dave continues, what's happening in the guff that you'd want to swap it for something else?
Creation, to create.
Is it really?
If you have a contrast in the guff, there's no contrast. In our place of knowing, there is no contrast. So we have a different opinion. Oh, so-and-so murdered their mama or their baby or their whatever. We're like, congratulations. You see, there's no contrast with that because you do and are anyway. So regardless of what we say about it, it's still your creation. But that contrast moves you with an emotion. Well, from your non-physical, it is. You see, it's like your processor. You punch it in, and what comes out is what's been set up to come out. They don't judge it. They don't have an emotion regarding it.
Okay, so when he says, does infinity still feel restrictive? Does infinity still feel restrictive? Let's change it to eternity. You do imply that souls get kind of normed out with the bliss of the non-physical and have a wanting to create and come into the non-physical, again, come into the physical again. Maybe that's what he's getting at when he says it feels restrictive.
And if that's the case, that would explain, number one, why there's so many more human creators than there were, and number two, why the expansive dreams of the human creators that are, whether they recognize it or not. See, here's what's great fun with this. You've got a non-physical, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not. It is. Now, the proximity between you and you, that's a different conversation. But it doesn't mean there's any less non-physical just because I have no non-physical mucking around, peeping and seeing what I'm doing or not doing and all that kind of stuff. See, there's no less than, and this is, we love you patient and kindly, but it's whether you like it or not.
But you can, when you're in the physical, create the illusion of a disconnection from non-physical.
Well, you don't have, it's not an illusion. Some people actually disconnect. You see, they can disconnect, but that doesn't, just because you disconnect the line doesn't mean that the other party's not on the other end.
Right, and when you transition, then you're reconnected.
Correct, if that's your pleasure, yes.
Yes, and you cannot transition and stay here in a disconnected state.
Certainly, many do.
That's called a vampire.
It is, and it's also what happens when someone's afraid to die but doesn't want to live anymore. They name that Alzheimer's. Same story.
Maybe these questions were answered in what you've done, but just to review the end of the email, he goes, what's happening in the Gulf that you want to swap it for something else? Is it really crowded? What's that like if that's the case? Well, we've done that. Who was the first soul, and how and why did that come about?
There was no first. There always was.
So that's the...
You cheekily, not even realizing it, are sneakily at trying to bring in the effort of time, meaning that your world had a beginning, so therefore it must have an end. And we say that's not how eternity works. So good luck with that.
And so any thoughts about beginning and ending... Beginning and ending, chicken and the egg, which came first, do become canceled, and those can't be answered because they're irrelevant.
Well, they could be, but any answer you get would be wrong.
Right, and the meme that Adam was the first soul in the Christian belief system, that is a powerful thought that is floating in the somewheres.
And we're not pushing against it. We're just saying that it's the end of the story, not the beginning. You begin in Revelation, and you're working toward the Genesee.
What is the revelation that you begin with?
The revelation of this, John of Patmos writes all this down, and the beast, and the Antichrist, and the churches, and the dragon, and the heads with the 10 crowns, and on and on up, they call it the apocalyptic movement and era and all that kind of stuff. It is the end of days when time shall be no more. Well, that's not the end of the story. That's the beginning of the story. Because once you figure that out, that's where you begin. Then you can go back to Adam, and guess what? Eden isn't such a bad place that you'd have to be banished from.
Okay, so... And
you're
then...
trying to get back to Eden.
Right.
The garden. You're desperately trying to get back to the garden. Well, that's where you came from. No, that's where you're going.
Okay, so then Dave ends his email. He says, oh, before I read that, it's in particular, I want to say, what we're hearing non-physical say today, thinkers, philosophers, mystics have touched on these aspects, but it's never been heard by humans as eloquently as we are hearing today on February 3rd. Correct?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And those that are in the proximity of hearing it, can become a metamorphic, life-changing experience. All we're saying is that you're more powerful than you know. All we're saying is you've got all these things, why not take advantage of them? Rather than bitching and crying and moaning and saying and taking on like a wild man about what your government's going to do and didn't do and supposed to do and gave you and took away from you and ran you over with and made you do without for and on and on. Come in and take your power. Then all that other stuff, all that periphery foolishness just kind of goes away. Then all of a sudden it's not that we're not having that conversation. Instead of having enough of the guff, we can have terrorists for dinner.
Okay, I have. So many people have talked about taking your own power. It's considered a New Age meme.
That's old age.
Old age meme, right. But I see it as what you're doing. You're relating it to politics, to physics, to chemistry, to astral projection, to occult. You're giving a comprehensive relationship of what
it means. Gifts of the spirit, family dynamics, cultures, religious dogma, understanding of mysticism, if that's what you want to call it. Oh, why don't we go ahead and explain those your mystery landscape while we're at it. And just go ahead and expose it all, because that's what they want it all. They want reality TV. They want every detail. Lay it out. Let's see it. We'll judge how it's going to go. Well, fine. If you want to make that your business, tear it up.
Okay, so we will get to a mystery object, a news item that we didn't get a chance to talk about last week. But he ends with this particular question. He says, why do street lights often flash off when I approach them in my car?
That's great fun. You have a magnetic resonance, just like you have a spiritual resonance, just like there's more of you than you accept it is. Okay?
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with the study, the bariatric study of obesity. People get so light, they have to add weight to keep them grounded on the earth. And many times that's how that actually shows itself up. But what happens is you run on you have an energy, okay? There's enough energy in Bob's fingernail to operate all of Maui. There's enough energy in that fingernail, okay? And so when you start understanding the energy, how vast it is, once you have in that noticing it, you can be driving. Well, that light typically is those fluorescent style halogen bulbs and street lamps, which is very sensitive to the gas that's being ignited by the electrical field. So you can, and JW has done this exact thing too, you can be going around a curve where you have a lot of street lights, and you'll be driving and they'll as he's driving under them, they'll go off, and then you can look in the rearview mirror, and then they start lighting back up. They don't just pop right back on, because the gas has to get back bright again as it's being illuminated or charged electrically. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a strobing effect as the lights go off and then they come back on. All it is you recognizing, and you can control that, by the way. You can control that. Is nothing other than your frequency interfering with the illumination of the gas that are in those street lamps. Sometimes they used to be mercury vapor, but now they say that's bad, so they go into these halogen where the gas bulbs are pressurized, filled with gas that through an electrical charge, neon is how that works, a gas that once you add electrical current, it gives off a certain light.
Did you know that, James? Uh-oh, we got disconnected again.
Oh.
All right, I'll check my emails. I started to feel that.
Bill is saying at 9:30. Okay, off air, so call him.
All right, so I'll put you on hold, Ion.
Okay.
And we might do that whole halogen thing again. No, it's on. Well, we'll see.
You got it. It's more fun. They can chase it.
All right, so I'm now putting you on hold.
James Paul emailed at 9:28.
Could it be our phones are weak? New phones, I swear. Okay. Bill?
Hey, radio.
Sorry, Bill. We just noticed it. So we probably missed about 5 minutes. We'll continue.
Yeah, been off better part of 10. Yeah, James took about a 5-minute break, and he's... just talking new stuff now.
Oh, so we've missed about 5 minutes?
More than that.
Okay.
More than that.
In other words, 5 minutes of the talk was missing. About 5 minutes of the rent of Ion.
At least five minutes.
All right, Bill, do you think we're being hacked? Is it our phone system that's a problem?
I have no idea. Did you see the message on the board? Are you watching the board?
Yeah, I see it. You said you dropped Bob, and there it is.
I posted that up a good 7-8 minutes ago.
Yeah,
we're
so involved in what Ion's saying that it takes us a while to notice, it's rather quiet. And then I addressed James, and then he wasn't there. Then I realized, uh-oh, we're gone again. So I hadn't looked at my email, sorry. Okay, so put us through.
Okay, here you go. You need to pay attention to this because, as I'm telling you, the ramifications of this are far bigger than what people would presume. Now,
those of you that are living in the Midwest and Texas and so forth, there's a big issue.